Today is Thursday, December 16th. What to know about even more severe weather that brought tornadoes, thunderstorms, and hurricane-force winds to several states. Also, how America's central bank is planning to tackle inflation in the new year. And what's changing because of the latest wave of COVID-19 from colleges to sporting events. Plus, a positive trend among American teenagers, what could be the biggest music deal for a solo artist, and how you can get paid for not making cheesecake. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Another historic and dangerous storm swept across parts of the U.S. last night. This time it was right in the middle of the country. From New Mexico to Michigan, more than 36 million people were under high wind warnings. In parts of Colorado, Kansas, Iowa, and elsewhere, winds topped 100 miles an hour. In fact, the National Weather Service says yesterday saw the most hurricane-force wind gusts in a day since at least 2004. They tore roofs off buildings, overturned vehicles, toppled trees, and caused hundreds of thousands of power outages. Then, as the storm barreled through the upper Midwest, Iowa and Minnesota might have seen their first December tornadoes on record. Nearly 20 twisters were reported, and crews are going out today to confirm them. The storms are expected to continue through the early morning in Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, Wyoming, Michigan, and Illinois. And there's another issue to watch out for, especially if you live in the upper Midwest. A cold front came in behind this storm, so a lot of the wet roads could freeze over by the morning commute. President Biden is making big promises to storm survivors in Kentucky. After touring the damage yesterday, he said the federal government would cover 100% of the emergency work costs for the first 30 days after the tornado outbreak. That includes debris removal, the cost of overtime for law enforcement and emergency personnel, and shelter. Even after that, though, there will be a lot of recovery ahead. More than 30 confirmed tornadoes tore through Kentucky and seven other states over the weekend. At least 88 people died, 71 in Kentucky alone. More than 1,000 families were left either homeless or with severe damage to repair. And thousands are still without heat, electricity, or water. FEMA officials are also in Kentucky. They've deployed search and rescue teams and assistance teams to help storm victims. And they've distributed dozens of generators, thousands of meals, cots, and liters of water. Hundreds of National Guard troops are also clearing routes and searching for missing people. The Federal Reserve is speeding up its plans to phase out stimulus measures that have been in place because of the pandemic. It's in hopes of taming the highest levels of inflation in nearly four decades. Remember, the Fed has been providing extra support for the U.S. economy by buying billions of dollars worth of government bonds and other assets. Well, now they're cutting back. And this week, they decided to double the pace of those cutbacks. So the whole bond buying program is now on track to end by March. Then it will address interest rates. The Fed says it's going to keep them low, near zero, for now. But they've penciled in at least three interest rate hikes next year. The Fed chairman says he thinks, as a result, inflation will fall. All of that said, Fed officials also noted they're keeping an eye on COVID-19. They mentioned there are still risks to the economic outlook, like if new COVID-19 variants will hurt progress. And that means plans could still change. The World Health Organization backed up what some studies have found already. The Omicron variant of COVID-19 is spreading at an unprecedented rate. It could be at least twice as contagious as the Delta variant, which was already up to 80% more contagious than the original COVID-19. The WHO says by now, Omicron is probably in most countries. Early data has shown the variant might not make people quite as sick as other versions of the virus, though the WHO says the sheer numbers could still overwhelm health systems. Here in the U.S., Omicron has been confirmed in at least 36 states, and health officials say it could fuel a new wave of COVID-19 as soon as next month. Still, there's hope the next wave will not be that bad. A new study shows a third dose of the Moderna vaccine offers way more protection against Omicron than just two doses, like 20 times more. And remember, just last week, Pfizer said something similar about its vaccine, that once people get a third dose, protection is 25 times higher than after the second dose. In other parts of the world, Omicron is leading to new restrictions, like in Britain, where the country just reported the highest number of new COVID-19 cases in a single day since the start of the pandemic. Their parliament recently passed a policy to make vaccine certifications mandatory to go into nightclubs or other places with large crowds. Also, Italy now says any visitors from the European Union have to test negative for COVID-19 before they can enter. And anyone from anywhere who has not been vaccinated has to quarantine for 5 days after getting there. Greece is also now requiring visitors to show a negative PCR test taken within the last couple of days. And Poland just closed discos and nightclubs. It also limited the number of unvaccinated people who can be in restaurants, hotels, churches, theaters, and more. And then there's Canada. There, the government warned all Canadians to avoid non-essential international travel altogether. By the way, remember how yesterday we told you Cornell University shut down its Ithaca, New York campus over a COVID-19 outbreak? Well, now many other American colleges have followed suit. NYU, Princeton, Middlebury, and George Washington Universities have all decided students will have to finish out the semester remotely. They all made the decision after seeing COVID-19 rates spike. Elsewhere, more than 30 colleges have mandated not just COVID-19 vaccines, but booster shots for students, too. And more are expected to do the same soon. More news just ahead, but first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor, BetterHelp. A 2021 Pew Research survey found many Americans are still dealing with mental health difficulties in the second year of the pandemic. It shows about one-third of U.S. adults report at least occasional sleeplessness or anxiety in the past week. And whether it's the pandemic or something else entirely that's interfering with your happiness, you can do something about it. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. They have counselors who are specialized in stress, anxiety, sleeping, trauma, grief, anger, relationships, and so much more. And everything stays confidential. You can send a message to your counselor anytime, plus schedule weekly video or phone sessions if you want to. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Pro sports leagues are once again dealing with the impact of COVID-19. More than 100 people throughout the NFL, NBA, and NHL were sidelined this week. And some of them are huge stars, like basketball players Giannis Antetokounmpo and James Harden, as well as football players Baker Mayfield and Odell Beckham Jr. Some games had to be postponed and new rules are being considered. For example, the NFL just mandated booster shots for all top employees who work closely with players, like coaches who already agreed to a vaccine mandate. And they're urging players to get all the available shots, too. The issue is not just affecting American sports either. England's Premier League soccer is dealing with dozens of COVID-19 cases among players and staff, more positive cases than it's ever dealt with at one time. So it postponed games, shut down practice facilities, and added new mask mandates. Also, fans will now have to show proof they've been vaccinated against COVID-19 or recently tested negative to go to the games. So far, American sports leagues have not enforced any new rules on fans, although the rules about vaccinations and testing vary from city to city. Lawmakers grilled the CEOs of major U.S. airlines about how they spent billions of taxpayer dollars. Remember, the airline industry got a government bailout of $54 billion at the height of the pandemic when almost no one was traveling. The government said it was mostly to save jobs in that industry. Yet the companies still made cuts through early retirements, buyouts, and unpaid leave. And that left many airlines scrambling when the demand for air travel came back faster than expected over the summer and fall. Airlines were not ready, and passengers paid the price with cancellations and long delays. Well, airline execs admitted some of their struggles and mistakes while testifying on Capitol Hill yesterday. For example, United CEO says his company is dealing with a regional pilot shortage. Southwest leader admitted not enough workers were available for all the flights on the schedule. An American CEO said employees were more willing to pick up extra shifts before the pandemic than they are now. But they all told lawmakers things would have been worse without the government's financial help. American Airlines CEO said, quote, "It's not an exaggeration to say the program saved the airline industry." Bruce Springsteen made a blockbuster deal this week. Billboard reports he sold his entire recorded music and publishing catalog to Sony Music. But it did not come cheap. Sony reportedly paid about $500 million for it. That means the deal between Springsteen and Sony may well be the biggest transaction ever for a single artist's body of work. It gives Sony ownership of his full collection of classic songs like Born to Run, Thunder Road, and Born in the USA. Springsteen is one of the most successful recording artists of the last 50 years. Billboard estimates his album catalog generated about $15 million in revenue just last year, and that his publishing catalog brings in about $7.5 million a year. But as Variety reports, catalogs do require a lot of management to get big money. So selling is a pretty attractive option to a lot of artists, especially as they start estate planning. Bob Dylan, Paul Simon, Stevie Nicks, Neil Young, and many other stars have also sold all or parts of their work. The maker of Philadelphia cream cheese is actually paying people not to buy cream cheese. That's because there's a shortage that could get worse if everyone plans on making cheesecake for Christmas. There are a few reasons for the shortage. First, lockdown-related baking sent cream cheese demand through the roof. Then a couple of months ago, a key company in the cream cheese supply chain was hit by a cyber attack and had to shut down for days. Also, there's a shortage of truck drivers, manufacturing workers, and packaging supplies. Philadelphia says it plans to maximize production to keep up with demand soon, but in the meantime, it plans to give 18,000 shoppers $20 to buy different desserts or dessert ingredients like cookies, brownies, or cupcakes. To claim the prize, you have to sign up starting at noon tomorrow and then submit a receipt for the dessert you bought between then and Christmas Eve. Well, that's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. And today we're talking about a trend among teenagers when it comes to drugs and alcohol. Don't worry, it's a good thing. But first, a quick break for our sponsor. Your search for a great holiday gift for a child in your life ends right here. KiwiCo is the one-stop gift shop for kids of every interest and of every age. Kids can discover the engineering and mechanics behind everyday objects, the science and chemistry of cooking, brand new art and design techniques, and more. Plus, what kid would not love getting a package in the mail just for them? My son Dax is a bit too young to know the package actually has his name on it, but he already loves everything KiwiCo sends. It's all high quality and made just for his age, helping to both engage and educate him. And for older kids, KiwiCo projects can really help spark that creative confidence for ongoing experimentation and give them a sense of accomplishment. This holiday, do not just teach kids how to buy, teach them how to build. Give them a gift of a hands-on holiday with a KiwiCo subscription and celebrate a love for hands-on learning all year long. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code NEWSWORTHY at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo, K-I-W-I-C-O, KiwiCo.com, promo code NEWSWORTHY. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. It seems teenagers are drinking less alcohol and using fewer drugs. In fact, the U.S. saw a record decline in 2021. The National Institute on Drug Abuse does a survey each year, and researchers found the largest single-year drop in substance use among teens since they started the survey decades ago. We're talking about alcohol, marijuana, vaping, and illicit drugs. For example, the survey found 28% of 10th graders reported using alcohol in the past year, down from the nearly 41% who said they drank in 2020. The survey also found vaping is still the most common method of nicotine use for teens, but the share of students who say they vaped in the last year dropped significantly. The NIDA director calls the data unprecedented and says perhaps it's one unexpected positive consequence of the pandemic. Now she says it's crucial to figure out the key reasons for this decline. Was it drug availability, family involvement, differences in peer pressure, or something else? They hope to use what they learned to prevent drug use in the future, too. All right, thank you so much for listening and sharing the show. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.